To Jasper, every one of you is much the same. He's the most recent to join our family. It's a struggle for him to abstain at all. He hasn't had time to grow sensitive to the differences in smell, in flavor. He glanced swiftly at me, his expression apologetic. Sorry, he said. I don't mind. Please don't worry about offending me or frightening me, or whichever. That's the way you think. I can understand, or I can try to, at least. Just explain however you can. He took a deep breath and gazed at the sky again. So Jasper wasn't sure if he'd ever come across someone who was as... He hesitated, looking for the right word. Appealing as you are to me. Which makes me think not. Emmett has been on the wagon longer, so to speak. And he understood what I meant. He says twice for him, once stronger than the other. And for you? Never. The word hung there for a moment in the warm breeze. What did Emmett do? I asked to break the silence. It was the wrong question to ask. His face grew dark. His hand clenched into a fist inside mine. He looked away. I waited, but he wasn't going to answer. I guess I know, I finally said.